The NFL season is finally here, so make sure you're ready with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV. It gives you the most live NFL games all in one place, exactly what you need to make your Sundays more magical. Sign up today at youtube.com/Sunday Ticket. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
This is the Rich Eisen Show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Kansas City wins the game.
First things first, Reed. Have you won anything 3 years in a row in your life?
Nothing I can think of.
Do you talk about it open?
We're kind of in the realm of not talking about the past too much.
Earlier on the show, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Coming up, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy. Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, Ravens running back Derrick Henry, actor Paul Rudd, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're live on the Roku Sports Channel. If you're wanting to watch us, check out the Roku Sports Channel, and we say hello to everybody listening on Sirius XM Odyssey. Tune in, and of course, the Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network cobbled coast to coast. We had a chat with Travis Kelce in hour number one. To be fair and balanced, we're talking to Derrick Henry at the end of this hour. And Charles Woodson right in between as well. Good times in our neighborhood right here with Paul Rudd going to join us in hour three to help us name our fantasy team. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Phone lines 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. 1 week ago at this very time, Brandon Ayuk was not extended and he wasn't in camp. And Trent Williams wasn't anywhere near it coming into camp at all.
He was ATC.
He was ATC. Yeah. Now he's on his way to San Francisco, apparently with a contract he's happy with.
Oh.
And Brandon Ayuk is getting ready for season opener against the Jets on Monday Night Football. So all's good in this guy's hood. Joining us now, courtesy of the official grill and bar sponsor of the National Football League, that being Applebee's. He is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, Brock Purdy. How you doing, Brock?
Yes, sir. Doing great. Thanks for having us. And excited to kick off the season with Applebee's, man. They're the official grill and bar partner with the NFL. So, man, hopefully we can throw some touchdowns on Monday night. And
there you go.
And serve up some 50-cent boneless wings, man.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you dropping all those lines there. You're a professional. You are a total pro. Look at you.
You got to take pride in your craft, man. You know,
that's trying
to perfect it.
You only know one speed. You absolutely only know one speed when it comes to all that. All right, so we'll leave the Applebee's for a second and absolutely return to it because I do want to know more about that. So do all my friends. That's for sure. They probably want to know more about that than what's going on with you, maybe, but not me. So you are now a married man, right? Is that how your off season kind of kicked off? Right, you got married?
Sure. Yeah, 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, got married, and
jeez.
Went on our honeymoon, so yeah, it's been a fast off season. I've done a lot, but yeah, my marriage has been great. Got to marry my best friend, and you know, her and I are just doing life together now, so it's been good.
That is cool. Now, so you weren't planning for a wedding during the Super Bowl, were you, Brock? You weren't. You delegated, I imagine, right on that front.
Yeah, I mean, she did a lot of the planning, yes, but I mean, obviously, she liked my input here and there and stuff, so. You know, I was studying up for the Chiefs and the Super Bowl, and also, you know, in the back of my mind, knowing that, all right, these are the kind of flowers that we need for the wedding.
Yeah, really? Are you serious? That was happening?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Throughout the season and stuff, we did a lot of the planning, and then the week of the Super Bowl, like, obviously, we're getting ready for the game, but
yes, of course.
Knowing that the most important day of our life was coming up as well, so we were excited about it. It was a good time in life.
Because, you know, normally, guys 2 weeks before a wedding would have a bachelor party in Las Vegas. Not, you know, play a Super Bowl, quarterback a Super Bowl in Vegas. You're aware of that, right, Brock? Correct?
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, we had to make some changes, obviously, for my wedding party. You know, I think they all knew what I was doing. But It ended up being good. Great wedding.
Okay. So did who from the team showed up? Like, did Kittle get messy there, or what happened at the Purdy nuptials? No,
I had a couple guys, like my roommate and some other guys, but I didn't have the big name guys come. It was more about Jenna and her day and everything. And I told the guys that ahead of time, but you know, obviously it's nothing but love with my teammates and everything, but this was Jenna's day.
Okay. So all right. Fantastic. Well, congratulations about all that. And it looked like, again, Kittle was here and brought this to my attention, saying that you had sort of like Pokemon size thighs now. Like, this is what he was saying. So is that, did you get like quads on your registry and people were getting you quads for your, like, where did the legs come from, Brock? Be straight up with you.
I mean, there was that. And then when you're working out here every day, you see a guy named Nick Bosa work out. And so I sort of took his regimen and of what he does with his legs. And I was like, I think I need to apply that, you know, to my game as a quarterback. So I just went to town on my legs and try to get a strong lower half for the season and help me out with my throws and stuff. And in the off season, that's just the time to bulk. So,
You clearly did that. So how much bigger are you coming into the season than you have been before, Brock?
Man, I would probably say just a couple more pounds of more muscle mass, and just try to lean out, you know, cutting fat and all that kind of stuff. You know, that's just where my emphasis was. But, you know, the off season, everyone comes in looking really good and in shape and stuff. So now it's just a matter of like maintaining it. So, that's nothing more to it. I'm just trying to be in shape and ready for the season.
Faster? Are you now faster? Have we timed you?
Yeah, I need to race you, man.
No, you don't. No. I decline that invitation. You know, I'm not Noah Lyles, you know what I mean? Like, that's not happening. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not happening.
I don't know if I've gotten faster or not. I mean, I think I feel quick and I feel good. So it's just going to, it's a matter of game speed. You know, if when I'm getting chased down by D lineman or D end, and we'll find out what my GPS is in the game. That's all that matters.
Okay. And so what do you believe you are going to be improved at this season, based on what you've prepared and looked at in the past couple of years of your progression, Brock?
I would say just like situational football, man, like watching, you know, the games back from last year and being in certain situations, whether that was, you know, third and long, second and long, or, you know, staying on the field more consistently or being willing to punt, and looking at those playoff games and what I could have done better. I feel like those are areas where I really looked at pretty hard. And just playing quarterback in a more efficient way in situational moments. And so that's something that I sort of harped on. And then obviously, like, working on my mobility and my body. You know, last year I came off of UCL. So this year I was actually able to work on, like, all components of my body, getting stronger, faster, and more mobile. So put all those things together, and I feel like I had a real off season and gotten better.
If you don't mind sharing, what in your review of the playoffs did you see and self scout and say, I can be better at that? You got any specifics you want to share, Brock?
I mean, I think there was just times in, you know, like the Packers game, where, you know, like, they were sort of taking away our intermediate to deep shots. And, you know, I was in that game trying to force things downfield, and it's like, all right, man, like, being willing to, you know, take the check down, stay on the field, getting third and manageable. Detroit, you know, in the first half, there was some plays, same thing, where it's, you know, third and long and stuff, and it's being willing to take the check down and punt rather than, you know, I tried forcing one ball and it got tipped and intercepted, and now the defense is in bad field position. It's stuff like that. It's like, you got to learn from it. You got to experience those things. But those are areas that I can definitely be better at and learn from.
What about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah, still same thing. You know, there's times throughout the game, like, we get an interception and we're in the plus 50 of going in and scoring, and you know, we go three and out, and it's like on second down, in my eyes, I'm like hard on myself, and I'm like, man, I could hit Ayuk in a tight window to move the chains, but instead I progressed and it ended up being an incomplete pass or something like that. So there's certain plays throughout the games and moments that, you know, you can take advantage of and, you know, obviously create momentum and run with it. So those are plays that you got to learn from and grow.
Do you think, and again, I know this is, these questions, Brock Purdy here on the Rich Eisen Show, are paparazzi type questions, media type questions, where we work in the narrative business, and yours is that you are still needing to get into that elite level, and you get taking your team to the Super Bowl and performing as well as you did, and going into the extra period, going into overtime against the Chiefs and getting points on the board. Do you feel you've answered questions about you, Brock? Do you feel that way?
I mean, honestly speaking, like, I don't, you know, buy into, you know, the world's narrative of, you know, who I am and who I am as a quarterback and all that kind of stuff. For me, what matters most is, you know, having the trust and respect of the guys in this organization and in this building. You know, my teammates, my coaches, the everyone who runs this organization, they see me on the day-to-day basis of how I work, how I prepare, and going out and winning games. That's all that matters. And so that's what my focus is and what it's on. And if I, you know, listen to everybody else on the outside world and try to please everybody, then I would be drained. I wouldn't be who I am. And so that's where my focus is at. People can say what they want, but, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm just trying to win ball games here with my guys and earn their trust and respect every day. So that's where I'm at with that.
You know, there are members of my profession, you saying you tune them out, that's insulting, Brock. You know what I mean? You tuning out the media.
Sorry, man.
We're talking for a living. How do you not hear us? You're not hearing us?
I mean, no, I hear some stuff here and there. Okay. You know, Debo will be telling me stuff in the locker room.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? What do you mean Debo's telling you stuff? What do you mean?
Just stuff throughout the year. Last year, the backwards hat dilemma. I don't know if you remember hearing about that. So Debo came up and he's like, dude, they're saying you can't be a franchise quarterback if you're wearing your hat backwards. I'm like, dang, bro, they're saying that? So I got my news sources in the locker room with some of the guys, but it's all we laugh about it and we know what's real and what matters most.
They're not trying to stoke your flame a little bit, you think?
I don't think so. Think all the guys like to joke around about stuff yeah, man, it's a good time.
I don't know. I mean, Kittle, when he was here, told us that when you first showed up to the 49ers, he stuck an Iowa shirt in your locker and you grabbed it and cursed him out is basically what he said, Brock.
Kittle, nah, dude. He, I'm not going to say anything about George, but I love him, but that is not true. The cursing part. I did throw the shirt and the jersey back at him, all the Iowa gear that he had in my locker, and I was mad. But to say that I cursed back at him, I was like, dude, that did not happen. I remember seeing that clip, actually. I'm like, what the heck, George?
Okay.
Did
not say that. What the heck is that? That's the ceiling of your cursing, is what you're saying, Brock. That's it.
Sir. I mean, yes. Okay. For me, I got to tame the tongue and you know, obviously what comes out of my mouth, I want to honor the Lord, and that's how I live my life. And
so, I'm just thrilled to hear that you do hear what I'm saying, at least. What's being said here is something that you're paying attention to, right? Did I pick up
what matters most? Yeah, what matters most with all the media, whatever Rich Eisen says is true, and I listen to 100% of it every day. Yes,
clip and save that. That's a new drop. Whatever Rich Eisen says is true. Make sure that you get the in point and the out point of that. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds of how we go about our production business here, but Brock Purdy just said the truth. Okay, so let's talk about what you're doing with Applebee's. We started the interview where you were dropping a lot of knowledge. So what is the scoop with you and Applebee's, Brock Purdy?
Yeah, man, I've teamed up with Applebee's. Like I said, they're the official grill and bar sponsor with the NFL. And to start off the season, they got 50-cent boneless wings. You guys can stop in your neighborhood Applebee's and grub up and watch some football. Growing up, man, after, you know, youth football games or Little League baseball games, we'd have the whole team and families all go to Applebee's and have a good time. So when they called and wanted to do a partnership, I was like, let's go. So Team Applebee's, baby, let's go.
Team Applebee's, very good. Again, the official grill and bar sponsor of the National Football League. What's going to be going through your mind in the tunnel Monday night football, week one? You know Rodgers is out there with the Jets. I mean, obviously, you've taken on folks like Brady and beaten him. So, I mean, it's no stranger of you to go against first ballot Hall of Fame GOATs, but what is going to be going in through your mind as you get set to step on that field on Monday night against the Jets, Brock?
Yeah, man, I think obviously it's, you know, the first game of the season, and it's the first step to, you know, our road and our journey this year as a team. So more than anything, that's what I'm excited about, is getting this whole thing kicked off. But yeah, against the Jets on Monday night primetime, that's what every kid dreams of, is being able to play on a Monday night game against a guy like, you know, Aaron Rodgers and a great defense in the Jets. So for me, it's about, you know, staying calm and, you know, keeping it simple. It's 11-on-11 football, and let's go out there and compete, man. That's all that matters.
Okay. And just to bring it all full circle, you're a married man now. You went to Nick Bosa leg camp, right? Yep. On top of it as well, I'm assuming the old roommate's gone, right? That's done. You and the roommate are done, right, Brock? Those days are over now?
Yes, sir. We got married, the wife, you know, sort of had to tell me, you know, no more roommates. So that was it. That was the end of a ride.
Did she basically told you to grow up, Brock? Is that what she basically said, told you to do? Because it's okay. Yeah. I'm married 22 years. My wife tells me that literally every day. So that's fine.
That's just how it goes, man. That's marriage. But you lay down your life for one another. And,
of course.
And you learn from one another. And so when she told me that the roommate had to go, It was a gut check, and it hurt, but you grow up.
What about all your stuff? Yeah. Did you bring your stuff, or your stuff is now, that's gone too? Because again, just so to give you an idea, 22 years of marriage, I have one chair that I brought to a relationship that's still around. One. That's it.
Okay.
That's it, yeah. Brock. What about you now?
Man, the only thing that I kept was probably the foam roller that's in our room. I have a foam roller I've had since college, and I won't give it up. But outside of that, man, she cleared out the closet. She organized everything, and yep, feels like I'm living a new life, but it's all good.
Hey, man, let's see how it translates to wins and losses, Brock, right? Let's see how it translates on the field, right?
It'll be good. It'll be good, but I'm excited for it.
Brock, thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Look for more of my calls throughout the year, and, you know, the guys here accuse me of acting like your dad, that you're one of my de facto sons. So everybody back off now. Brock also said that I'm telling the truth all the time. So everybody's got to back off now. Okay. Hey, does that make sense?
Does Brock know you claim him on your taxes?
No. Do you know that, Brock?
Oh, man, I did not. Come on, Rich.
Don't tell him all my secrets.
Sorry about that.
Brock, take care of yourself, sir. Thanks for the time. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Everybody check out. You got it. Everybody check out the newest member of Team Applebee's. That is Brock Purdy, the official grill and sponsor of the National Football League through the 49ers quarterback right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. Checking in with him.
All right.
We're here.
He is set up. He is set up. Dak set up too. But I'm just saying, this guy is set up. Ayuk, Debo, Kittle, Juwan Jennings, McCaffrey.
Whatever Rich Eisen says is true.
Nice.
Oh, wow. That was a
great job
turnaround.
Getting that turnaround. Trent Williams. Jeez. Trent Williams. The defense on the other side, right? Defense. They're all right there. And he has the ability to go out there, try and finish in the top five of MVP voting, go out, maybe win the damn thing, win the whole Super Bowl, and then turn to the York family and say, it's my turn.
Oh, pay me.
It is my turn.
Back the truck up.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Beep, beep. We'll
see. Rich, what happens if they do win the Super Bowl? Is that six? Is there any chance?
That six be a seven? Becomes a seven? No.
Look, because in the long run, right, it's going to be a deal. And probably I will say this.
If Purdy, if Dak signs 61st, right, and Purdy wins it all, he could potentially threaten Steph Curry to be the highest paid, annually paid athlete in the Bay Area.
So we're looking at 67 then.
No, that's 62.
62 and change.
Steph was 67.
No, 62 and change.
Okay. Yeah.
But the bottom line is, as you just heard, is that, and by the way, instant folk hero in Niner fandom.
Of course.
You know, right now they're all like backing his play. Like they bank any quarterback play in Niner fandom. Remember that? Anybody who came for Trey Lance a year ago or 2 years ago. Dude. Oh, my God. It got ugly fast. Right? So they love their quarterbacks there. You win it all like this? First one since young to win it all and then get paid? That said, if it doesn't work out, as we just heard, at the very end of the day, he'll still have his old foam roller. That's the item, he tells his new wife.
That's like your chair. No.
My chair is very comfortable.
Foam roller
is, I mean, listen, you can't work out your IT band on my chair.
Different purposes.
Let's take a break. The GOAT is checking in right now on Zoom. Charles Woodson will talk spirits and spirited football with the Hall of Famer next. Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, radio audience will return in a couple minutes, but let's bring him in right now. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats, Charles Woodson. Good to see you, Charles. How are you?
Good to see you, Rich, man. How are you? I'm doing great.
Right back at you. Look at us. You got the wine behind you. I have right here Woodson Whiskey Team 144 bottle right there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right there. First ever spirit sponsor in history of the storied athletic department. Team 144
yes,
that won it all last year. Mason Blueberry Lemonade and the Michigan Mule are going to be served in the Big House using this. That's correct.
Hey, Rich. That's big time, man. This is the first of its kind at the University of Michigan. You know as well as I do that they don't sell, you know, alcohol in our venues there. And, you know, it was just passed last year that they were going to allow alcohol and spirits to be sold within the stadium. And so I mean, what better way to introduce it than to have, you know, the first and only defensive player to win the Heisman?
That's right.
You know, to be the first spirit sponsor of Michigan Athletics. So I'm certainly so proud of you know, being in this position, having the support of my university. A big shout out to my team, you know, Joel, Jay, and Chris, for helping to make this thing happen, and everyone at the University of Michigan. You know, I sent a post out earlier. I said, man, this is big time. This is big time, you know, for us to be the first. So extremely proud, man. And, you know, I hope everyone in the stadium who decides that this would be, you know, their spirit of choice, you know, when they're enjoying the game, to think of Woodson Whiskey, but please drink responsibly as well.
I love it. Charles Woodson, excellent message right there. Excellent news. As you could see, Team 144 bottle right here, back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network to the Roku Channel audience. Charles Woodson introduced once again. We just showed off Team 144, Woodson Whiskey's Team 144 bottle.
Inspired by the national champions.
Indeed. But Charles, you didn't win the Heisman Trophy just because you played one side of the ball. You are more than just a one-dimensional person. One-dimensional whiskey maker. It's not just this bottle right here. Wait for it. I have the limit. Wait for it. As they say in the game show world, but wait, there's more. Limited edition 65th anniversary bottle in collaboration with the Raiders. Right there.
Hey, Rich, usually they say, hold my beer. Yeah. But I'm going to say, hold my whiskey.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
You're killing it. You're killing it.
The official bourbon of the Las Vegas Raiders. We started this partnership last season. And as a part of this season being the 65th anniversary of Raiders football and that commitment to excellence, you know, this is one of the perks of being a partner and being able to come up with these commemorative bottles. And, you know, on that bottle, of course, is that logo, Raiders logo representing 65, but also throwing up the O. You know, you got to give love to Oakland, you know, where it all started, where I was drafted as a young rookie in 1998. So very proud to have that label and just giving that love, you know, to the city of Oakland, who lost their team to Vegas. But we never forget about where we come from. And so that is an ode to the Oakland Raiders. So, of course, big shout out to the Oakland Raiders, the LA Raiders, and then now the Las Vegas Raiders. So happy 65th anniversary to the Raiders.
WoodsonWhiskey.com to find out where you can get these babies and start drinking responsibly. I got to be honest with you, Charles, watching the first half of Michigan Fresno State, I was thinking of drinking somewhat irresponsibly, and I reached for my intercept wine. But, you know, these things, you know, take time.
Hey, great plug, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Listen, come on. There may be an I in Rich and Eisen, but I'm a team player when it comes to you. Yep. So what was your impression of Michigan's season opener, Charles?
Honestly, I would say, Rich, about what I expected. I think coming into the season, man, losing, you know, the type of players that we lost this particular year, being that we had, like, I think 16 guys that went on, you know, to the next level, losing your quarterback, starting quarterback, who was 27-1, I believe, throughout his career. Corum has the most touchdowns. Talk about that offensive line that played last year. We lost a lot. You lost your head coach. You lost both coordinators. I mean, I don't know how it was supposed to look after all that. I know that, you know, this team is going to be well coached. Sharon and the assistant coaches on Michigan will get this team rolling, but it's hard to imagine that everything was going to come out and roll smoothly. You had a quarterback in Warren who came out, who had his ups and downs throughout the game, you know, threw a pick, had a guy who probably could have hit down the field for a touchdown, threw it a little short. So he's going to have to go through his growing pains as a quarterback. The running game, which, you know, we've always relied on at the University of Michigan, you know, was not there. You kind of got things going a little bit late in the game. But, I mean, I think this is to be expected, you know, from this team, you know, having so many guys that they have to replace. So I'm hoping that, you know, guys like Donovan Edwards, who's a, you know, veteran on that team, Will Johnson, who made a big play at the end of the game, you know, can, you know, get these guys, you know, each and every day as veterans of the team ready to play and, you know, do better down the stretch.
So then moving on to the Raiders, what's your expectation level for the Vegas Raiders this year, Charles?
Man, you know, it's, you know, the quarterback situation is one where, you know, you have the quarterback battle and Minshew is the guy who's going to be the guy at the helm for the Raiders. So I feel like, you know, like most teams, man, you got to get the most out of that position. And so I'm hoping that he can go out there and be consistent, you know, from start to finish if he's the guy the whole season. You know, lean on the running game, of course. Get the ball to your playmakers like Devontae Adams. We got the young kid, of course, out of Georgia, the tight end, who I think is going to be a big weapon for us. And also Mayer, the tight end last year. So being able to run some two tight end sets. So this offense, I'm hoping to get going. But for me, you know, the defense with Max Crosby, I think is a guy, you know, that's going to have to, you know, they got to set the tone. I think the defense has to set the tone. So for me, I think for every team, you've got to see how it, you know, how it looks early on, you know, just to kind of see, you know, how it's going to play out. So I'm looking for big things. Of course, I'm hoping for big things, but you know, things for the Raiders, man, you know how it is, man. It's been a rough go for us over the years. So I'm hoping we can bring back a little bit of that swagger that we ended the season with last year.
Well, Antonio Pierce, it's wild that what got him the gig, the way they finished beating Kansas City in Arrowhead on Christmas Day, the last team to beat Kansas City as of this conversation, also caused them to fall a little bit too far in the draft to get a quarterback. You know, I guess it's a little bit good and bad. I love the addition of Christian Wilkins to that defensive line, and him and Max Crosby can do some serious damage. But are you have any contact with Coach Pierce? Talk to him and figure out what his philosophy is going to be as an HC full time now, Charles.
Well, first, I don't know if I'm happy about the win at the end of the season against the Chiefs because from, you know, let them tell it. That's kind of the thing that woke them up late in the season, and then they went on, you know, to win the Super Bowl again. But you know, with Antonio Pierce, I think what you know, he brings to the table, you know, is a guy that, you know, kind of, you know, was groomed in that Raiders tough physical tradition, you know, that is the old Raiders. You know, he grew up watching this team and he knows the players that were a part of the team. And he grew up understanding what it meant to be a Raider and what it meant to wear the silver and black. And so I think that he brings that tough-minded, physical, hard-nosed mentality to the rest of the team. And I think all of those guys pick up on it. If you're around, you know, Antonio Pierce, he's a no-nonsense type of guy, but also a guy who's been in the locker room. So he understands the game, understands the needs of the players. So he's gonna be on those guys tough. He's going to coach them hard, but then also understands, you know, the toll that the game takes on you as a player, you know, and being able to understand what those guys need at the right times throughout the season. So I think he'll have the right approach. I think he's got the right approach right now. You know, he had a tough decision to make. Do you go with a young quarterback, you know, that you drafted, or do you go with Gardner Minshew? So, you know, you know that he's willing to go out there and make the tough decisions as a coach. But I just think that, you know, his intensity and the way that he's going to coach these guys, man, would get the best out of him.
Few minutes left with Charles Woodson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, all-time great. From the University of Michigan as well. Woodson Whiskey is on fire with a Team 144 bottle and a Raiders limited edition 65 anniversary bottle. Go to woodsonwhiskey.com to find out. So how do the Chiefs not three-peat, Charles? I mean, how about me just phrasing it that way?
They could be, you know, they would have to be their own worst enemy, because I feel like every year, you know, you look at a couple of years ago, they lose, you know, Tyreek Hill. And then it seemed like, you know, they don't miss a beat, right? They go out and win a Super Bowl. Last year, it seemed like they were kind of, you know, hitting the wall a little bit towards the end of the season. And then I mentioned, you know, the Raiders go there and beat them. And then all of a sudden, they woke them up and lit a fire up under them. And then they went to Baltimore and took care of business in Baltimore. And then they go on, you know, to win a Super Bowl. looking at the draft, you know, this is a team that likes to get down the field. And then there they have another guy like a Tyreek Hill that can stretch the field, get, you know, get down the field and terrorize defenses down the field, which helps Patrick Mahomes show off his the arm that he has. So it seems like this team every year, they lose an element of their team, and then they just reload it with someone else who comes in and can contribute right away. So the only way that this team, I feel, gets derailed is if they get complacent as a team, or injuries, which, you know, could happen to any team. I think that's probably the only two things that knocks these guys off, because as long as 15 is back there, Travis Kelce is still in the game, Chris Jones is there on the defense, this team is going to be right back in the mix.
So your Super Bowl prediction would be what? Give it to me. What do you got?
Yeah, it's hard for me to knock the Chiefs off the mantle, so I'm going to say they're going to be back in the Super Bowl. And then I'm going to go with my old team. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers. Really like what they did in the offseason. I love the fact of, well, I hate that Jacobs went from, you know, the Raiders, had to leave the Raiders to go to another team, but he went to another one of my old teams in the Packers. And then, you know, bringing a guy on the defensive side of the ball like Xavier McKinney, a ball hawk, you know, he's a young guy, but still a veteran, you know, as far as I'm concerned, been in the league for a couple of years. So having additions like that, I feel like the growth of Jordan Love, I feel like you have a young guy at the quarterback who, you know, gets to grow up with his young receivers. You know, A-Rod, older guy, probably didn't have the type of relationships, you know, with those young guys that you would like to have between your quarterback and receivers. But you think about Jordan Love, you know, a young guy, who does he hang out with? He hangs out with the other young guys. So these guys now feel like the weapons that he has, you know, at the receiver position reminds me of when I played there, when we had a Greg Jennings, a Dino Driver, Jordy Nelson, and man, Jermichael Finley. Like, we had, you know, weapons, you know, all over the place, and I feel like he has that now. I feel like the Packers always do really well in terms of bringing in young, talented receivers. So I'm going to go with a young Packers team that's hungry, that last year had a real shot, you know, at making it, you know, getting to the Super Bowl and getting and having a shot at winning it again. So I'm going to go Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers.
And then who wins it? Got to give me a winner. Come on.
Well, I got to go with the Pack. I mean, if I got one of my teams in the show.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Got to go with that team. Yeah.
Well, the Packers getting to the Super Bowl over the Lions or the Eagles or the Cowboys or the 49ers or any of the other teams that made the playoffs last year would be kind of surprising. And then for them to be the ones to stand in the way of the Chiefs, that would make you you know, one of one, I imagine, outside of Cheesehead Nation. You know,
that would. But I'm all about being first.
Okay. All right. I know that.
Yeah. If you ain't first, you're last.
That's right. We would have beaten Nebraska, right, if we played them back in the day.
100%.
We would have shut down.
We would have shut down that option. And the passing game would have been null and void, because we'd have been all over that passing game. So we would have shut it down.
That's exactly right, Chris. He knows his football.
Actually, they would have got us, Rich. You know what I mean?
Pipe like, this guy well, down. Well, Syracuse gets one win, and all of a sudden he's so excited.
Thanks for admitting that. Yeah, we would have got you. We would have got you.
You're going to got it. I'll be honest. I'm a little nervous for next week with Texas. Are you going? Are you going to be there?
I'll be there with Big Noon Kickoff.
That's right.
I believe we got a 3-hour show, you know, so we're there for the long haul, and look forward to an electric crowd. You got two big brands going against each other. Michigan, of course, they won the game. It was a little rocky, you know, at first, but we got the win we needed. Texas, they looked good.
Sure
you
did.
Know, they came out, especially that opening drive. You know, I think they're kind of where we were last year. Got a bunch of guys that are back. And, I mean, offensively, they looked on schedule, you know, opening drive. I think a turnover to the second drive, but then the third drive, it was right back down the field. So, absolutely, you know, going to be a tough matchup for us, and I look forward to Michigan, Texas.
All Saturday. Right. I look forward to seeing you there. I'll be watching in advance of that game. And Charles, congrats on everything going on here with Woodson Whiskey. Got Team 144 bottle, the limited edition 65th anniversary bottle of the Raiders. Love flying American Airlines and choosing the Intercept wine, by the way. At 40,000 feet, it goes down well. By the way, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Nice glass. Nice glass right there. Very good.
Go Blue.
Right back at you. Go Blue. Thanks again, Charles. You be
Cheers,
well.
Cheers, Rich.
Right back at you.
Thank you, guys.
The great Charles Woodson. Check him out on Fox. And then obviously check out his spirits, WoodsonWhiskey.com. There we go. Charles Woodson, everybody.
Nice.
What you got there? The pride of... Oh, Lake Nona.
Yeah, shout out to my Lake Nona Lions, man. I'm helping coach my son's high school team, man. So I got to give him a shout out. Lake Nona Lions, baby.
Okay. Are you calling anybody into your office like Lloyd Carr called you into his back in the day? Anybody being called in your office, Charles?
I've been close, Rich.
You call call somebody's mother on them like he called yours, right? Back in the day. I love that story. That's one of my favorites.
No, I can see it happening.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, the kids these days, I think they might be a little worse than me, Rich. So I may be calling some parents sometime soon.
Full circle stuff. That's Charles Woodson, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I am sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take a break. Derrick Henry, when we come back, we'll check in on the man who has changed addresses and is trying to get to the Super Bowl with Ballmer. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. 3, 2... Hey, everybody, there's a great new podcast that just launched. I want to tell you about it. It's called Throwbacks, and I know the guys who are doing it. It's hosted by former Entourage star Jerry Ferrara and former USC quarterback Matt Leinart, the 2004 Heisman Trophy winner, who then went on to play in the National Football League for the Arizona Cardinals. So Matt has a ton of experience to tell you about, playing for an iconic college football team, winning that trophy, and then, of course, all the behind-the-scenes stories from his time in college and professional football. While Jerry is one of the leads of an iconic television series, he's got you covered on what it was like being a young guy starring in a show that everyone was talking about, and he's also the voice of the fans. So Matt brings that former player expertise, and Jerry brings that voice of the maniacal sports fan. Enjoy hanging out with your new favorite pair of throwbacks every Thursday. Follow and subscribe to Throwbacks on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I've got a nickname for you. Certainly since, again, as we established earlier on, that people are concerned of the amount of usage that you have and you're getting, and that, you know, running backs wind up showing diminishing returns. And I don't think you're showing any diminishing returns, and that's not going to happen. As a matter of fact, you are the one who does the diminishing. You're the one who comes downhill and does the diminishing. So I have a nickname for you. You, Derrick Henry, are the diminisher.
I love it.
Whoa!
I love it.
Okay, so you understand this means a lot to me, because I've tried a lot to give nicknames to people in the NFL, and they have rejected them.
I love it. I can tell you put thought and time into this nickname, and I definitely appreciate it. Like you said, we've been knowing each other for a long time.
Yes.
And I know that you put a lot of thought into this, and I'm very appreciative.
It comes from the heart.
I love it.
You are the diminisher. The diminisher is coming to your town to diminish your chance of winning. You are the diminisher. In the fourth quarter, the diminisher is running downhill. Derrick Henry. Yes, right?
But you know what I got to do?
What?
I got to live up to it. That's the only thing. I got to live up to it.
No.
You gave the nickname, now it's time to live up to it.
I am not concerned about it. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it.
Okay. I am not concerned about it. So, let's print up the shirts and the hats and let's go. I'm and you can have it. You take it. How does that sound?
All right.
You take it.
Hey, sounds good.
Derrick Henry.
The Diminisher.
Say that one more time. I want to hear it. Say it one more time.
The Diminisher.
Yes.
Derrick, you have no idea how much you made his day. You have no idea, Derrick.
And the next Derrick Henry chat's about to hit. Right here on our program. Check out our YouTube channel, why don't you? Game time tickets. If you're in the Kansas City area, you want to go Thursday night. If you're in the area of, let's just say somebody's trying for the first ever 50-50 season. You're in the area of somebody's trying to make a 62 home run season. You're in the area of a big time college football game that's coming up. Game time tickets is perfect for all of them. And the best part about it is how easy it is to buy tickets. It is easy to find the tickets to any event in your area. And it's also great to figure out exactly how much everything costs before you buy. That's the all-in pricing feature. Zero surprises at checkout because you see your entire total up front. You get to see the view from your seat with the panoramic view function, the game time picks feature. That's new. Filters out the fluff. So you only get to see incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. It's also time to chat with Derrick Henry. I chatted with him just the other day over the weekend, fresh off the practice field. This is the chat right here. Joining me here before kickoff to another highly anticipated NFL season is a man entering season 9 in the NFL, and the current yards leader for anybody active in the NFL is Derrick Henry of the Baltimore Ravens. How you doing, Derrick? Good to see you.
Doing good. How you doing, Rich? Good to see you as well.
Right back at you. All right. So what's going through your mind having an NFL season for the first time with somebody other than the Titans in your career right now, Derrick?
Yeah, I'm excited. Week one is here, but we've all been anticipating. So I'm excited and, excited to get out there today and, put everything together so we'll be ready for Thursday.
And so last time you and I spoke, it was in early April. And you were still, getting ready to join the Ravens in person and physically. Hadn't really seen Lamar Jackson yet up close as you have now. What's your impression of your new quarterback, Derrick?
Yeah, I mean, he's a leader. Just good to see the way he works throughout the week. His preparation. You see why he's a top player and a consistent player and MVP type player in this league. It's been fun. And get to know him. Fun working with him and see how he approaches his work every day.
What have you learned about him that you didn't already know?
Just get to know him as a person. Seeing the way he works, the way he leads. He's a leader of this team. He goes out and leads every day. And just seeing his talent all around. Not just. And when I'm going up against him, in those previous years, but seeing it every single day, he goes out to practice.
And you got an example of that where you saw that and you're like, okay, I didn't know that.
I feel like his throws, the way his accuracy, the ball placement, I think is up there with the best of him. And he's just dynamic with his arm as he is with his legs.
Derrick Henry here shortly before kickoff of the NFL season, Ravens at Chiefs. So you're 490 some odd yards shy of a 10,000 mark in your career. What would that milestone mean to you, Derrick?
Yeah, that'd be very cool. Surreal moment for me, knowing that all the backs I've watched, the great ones, the ones who were elite when they played and the ones I look up to and admire, throughout the years of playing, to accomplish something that, the guy that grew up accomplished that, it'd be so cool. I'm not trying to put too much emphasis on the focus on just trying to take it week by week, but that'd definitely be an incredible milestone for sure.
Yeah, I mean, 10,000 yards has only been reached by 31 other human beings in the history of the NFL. And so that would clearly mean something in terms of your your production and everything that's gone on right now, do you feel that you are, because I certainly do, that you are, you know, 30 years old. That is the number that everybody ascribes to a running back to start showing diminishing returns. Do you feel that you are maybe, you know, an avatar for people who think running backs can actually go past age 30 at a very significant level, and that you are going to be going into the season with that sort of chip on your shoulder, Derek?
I wouldn't say avatar. I'm still human. I think you are only as old as you feel, and I still feel great. And you know, I still want to play this game at a high level, and feel like I still can. And you know, can't wait to show that once the season gets underway. But yeah, just been blessed to be able to play this game this long, and at the age of 30, still feeling good, body feeling good, still feel like I can play at a high level. But I ain't an avatar.
Well, I mean, you know, you stand for something. I guess that's the way I was kind of using that word. You know, not that you're not real.
You always got the good comparisons. I appreciate that for sure.
I appreciate it because, again, that's what I'm saying, that you can bust up some serious norms here, and you can show on behalf of a group of men in this league who are always counted on. Always counted on the fourth quarter, right? That you can show 30 is just a number, and heck with that, and maybe lead by that example is kind of what I mean.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. I mean, that's something, you know, that's a goal, and that's something that, you know, I definitely, you know, want to, you know, take the stigma off of, you know, aging running backs, guys who can still play at a high level. You know, they play at a high level no matter what age they are, you know. I appreciate it, Rich.
Yeah, it's my I only mean what I say whenever, you know, I certainly talk to you. A couple minutes left with Derrick Henry. You're going into arguably one of the loudest stadiums in the National Football League. So I ask you this question. In your career, which would you prefer more? Lighting up a stadium with your own fans and making it as loud as possible, or quieting a crowd like Arrowhead? What gives you more motivation and pleasure in your career?
It really doesn't matter whether it's home or away. You still got to go suit up and play. But, you know, it's no, you know, better place to go play, especially, you know, playing the Super Bowl champs, going back to back. You know, Arrowhead is always loud, and, you know, they always pack the stadium out. So it's going to be a hostile environment. So no better way to kick off the season, the first game of the season, and Arrowhead night game. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait for sure.
And what are your goals? Do you still write them down before season at all, Derek?
No, not anymore. Goal is to win the Super Bowl. So that's the goal I'm trying to reach. And, you know, trying to work through this week to get ready for Thursday and, you know, continue on that quest as the season goes on.
When did you stop writing it down? When did that happen?
If you know, you put everything else, you know, in front of, you know, the individual goals, and the things you want to happen will happen naturally rather than you just constantly worry about them or tracking them. You know, I just try to focus on, you know, what we're doing as a team, and then put the team first and individual things that fall in place.
What's going to happen? I'll ask you the question I asked Travis Kelce in advance of the this game as well. You're in the tunnel, Arrowhead. You hear the fans going nuts. You're about to run out with a new team for the first time since you were at Alabama. What's going to go through your mind for that night, Thursday night?
That's probably out the window. I've been here for a while and got used to that. It's time to go play. I'm focused on doing my job at the best possible way that I can to help us win. All of that other stuff, that's done and over with. It's time to go play, so I'll be focused.
Thanks for the time, Derrick Henry. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Run like the wind. Enjoy your time Thursday night, and we'll catch up down the road. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
I picked up he was meaning business. You know what I mean? Like, he's not in. Like, I got a guy who was, went through a walkthrough. He was going to grab lunch, then he was going to go work out and practice. And I just think he's
ready.
He is ready. That Ravens team that's going to show up on Thursday night is going to be eager. Oof. What a game.
God.
What a game to kick it off.
Great opener, man.
Right?
It's a great opener.
Oh, my God. And then the Bengals come in after that to Arrowhead.
Yeah, the Chiefs have a really tough start.
Yeah.
And then they're at Atlanta. Yeah, those are the first three.
Tough start to the season, yeah.
Those are the first three. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, Giants news, there's also Paul Rudd going to join us to help us choose our fantasy team. And that's always a funny segment. Mm-hmm. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, and the AFC South will be predicted. That is coming up in hour number three of this program. We've already had four interviews in the books, and then we'll take some phone calls as well to make sure we're interactive with the fans back here on the show. Still here on Roku.
It's happening.
Which is what?
Football.
Football. Baby,
oh,
man.
My God. So I'm back. Like, wait a minute. Oh. There could be a million things in front of me.
No, but it's happening.
What are you doing that you can't, you're not coming to Kansas City with us?
I have a Friday night game for Fox. I would have been there.
What Friday night game?
Who knows? I don't
really. He doesn't even know.
We don't know because they don't tell us.
Mike, what do you mean? The schedule is so far done in advance.
There's only got to be one game, right?
No, I think there's a couple.
On Friday?
FS1 is Duke Northwestern. That can't be it.
He's not coming to Kansas City to make sure he's riding the faders for Duke Northwestern.
I don't care what game I do. I get paid the same.
The Nerd Bowl? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, come on now.
Whoa, Brockman.
Hey.
What?
What are you talking about?
Can't say that.
Why?
Rich.
It's the Nerd Bowl. You went there for 1 year. It doesn't really count.
It doesn't. It absolutely counts. Of course it counts. I will defend Northwestern's honor. Anytime.
Like the glory of love?
Right.
Hey, pal, when I went to Syracuse and I met a whole bunch of people that were going through the program there for communication.
Oh, Newark.
We're back. We got a vote in the coaches' poll this week.
It looked like Trilam to me, pal.
We're so back.
When I was there.
was Lamar Luttrell there?
Okay.
Was
Trilam. All right.
So back off, Syracuse.
Our efforts would beat your ass.
Trilam.
Was Booger on the vibe?
Pretty much.
I got him.
Pretty much. I went straight to Michigan after that.
Greeny's holding it down for you guys.
Oh, I don't claim him. What's up, Greeny?
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
What is the path of least resistance with highest ROI?
New episodes available every day.
People oftentimes are paying very close attention to what the Fed does to get signals on what's going to happen with mortgage rates, and it's completely wrong way thinking.
Whether it's real estate, on the market, rookie, or money.
And you can make just 6% on a deal. You can retire next month.
The Bigger Pockets podcasts are on YouTube or wherever you listen.